A new flame by Simply Red, and time to wrap up the day's top business news here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Now we are looking at pending strike action in the coal sector. This as the National Union of Mine Workers has announced plans for their industrial action following failed wage talks. The Labour Group's Lebowani Mamburu joins us now. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and your listeners.
Mr. Mamburu, first tell us about the date announced for the strike.
Come again?
The date announced for the strike, what are the plans as they stand? What do we know about the industrial action that is going to unfold?
We can confirm that the NEM is going to issue a 48-hour notice to go on strike to the Chamber of Mines next week, Thursday. And on Sunday, the 19th, the strike will officially commence.
That said, talk us through the NUM members' demands in this regard.
The NUM members, the NUM is demanding 1,100 for this year. Next year is 8%. But the chamber wants to sign a three-year agreement with us, which we have so far refused. Because there is a condition that we want the chamber to accept before we can even talk about a three-year agreement. Mm-hmm. But for now, the NEM is talking about, so we want to sign a three-year agreement. That condition is that the Chamber of Mines must accept to remain in the centralized bargaining forum. And then if they accept to remain in the centralized bargaining forum, it means that the NEM again will demand 9%, 9.5% increase for the third year.
What outcome is expected then from this industrial action? Is there hope that the employer will change its mind in this regard?
We expect the Chamber of Mines to respond positively to our wage demands and other issues that we're demanding. So if they do not respond positively, the strike will continue indefinitely.
Having said that, Mr. Mamburu, what's then to be said about the employer maybe arguing tough economic times? Would the union be willing to make some compromises?
No, it's always the same excuse for the mining industry, mining companies to plead poverty and saying that they don't have money. So we don't really believe that. They knew that the wage negotiations in the coal sector are coming. So we don't buy that story.
Thank you so much for your input. The National Union of Mine Workers, Lebowani Mamburu, talking to us about pending strike action in the coal sector following failed wage talks.